about you.
There you go. That's a special TJ Gallagher remix there. Stuck with you.
Don't be stuck with you.
Huey Lewis in the news here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for doing that with us on this Wednesday, 19th of June, just 8.5 minutes past 6 o'clock. The
That's
good
a
times
song.
Are here.
Me and Jim sing that song to each other every morning.
Every morning, yeah, yeah. We look deep into each other's eyes and we sing that to song to each other. Happy to be stuck with you. Yeah, and it's obviously going to be a very good day because Mr. G has the pegs out.
I do, yeah.
He's
well,
got his pegs on display.
I think it's supposed to be rainy again, but it's warm, so I don't.
I thought today was meant to be one of the better days.
Well, it's supposed to. It looks like rain to me. Here on the machine in my hand, anyway, it says rain.
Yeah.
It says yeah.
You know what we should have done? Should have listened to Tara.
Yeah, we should have. Yeah, that would be not a bad idea.
She'd
now
probably do that.
She generally does be in touch with the weather people. Yeah, from 11 o'clock till like 1 o'clock, and then back at 4 o'clock. Some people around says where we are anyway.
Oh, right.
I don't know what happens around the rest of the country though, because like that, I didn't listen to Tara who does the full national forecast.
Anyway, hopefully it'll be some sort of a half decent day. Morning to you. Thanks for hanging out with us this morning. Much appreciated. Morning to Margaret in Fermoy. The day looks promising, she said. So to be fair, you know, she was optimistic there until you destroyed.
Well, I died to Fermoy is quite a ways away, so you never know. It might, I'm sure. Like I said, like Jim said. We both should have listened to Sarah. It was literally just finished the national forecast.
Hang on a second, I'll read. There's more to Margaret's text here now. She's making... Oh, yeah, of course. She says, loved the Times headline about the DIY show. PJ Gallagher pulls it together faster than a Billy bookcase.
What?
I don't know what that means.
That's a...
I don't know what sort of thing Margaret would be reading.
And what's a Billy bookcase?
I've no idea.
Trust the Times to say something... Oh, it's an IKEA bookcase.
Right, okay. It's an IKEA bookcase, apparently.
Right. I don't know if that's a compliment or an insult, but there you go.
Greg in Ballinasloe says, morning, lads. Just checking in. I'm on day three of 3 weeks off. Drinking tea and trying not to look too smug.
Oh. What are you doing up at 10 minutes past six in the morning on the day off?
Hang on a second. It's only the greatest radio show that's ever gone on radio. On the radio.
Yeah, but you can listen to it asleep.
That's true. You could listen to it subliminally.
You can listen to it in your bed anyway.
Yes. You're feeling drowsy, Greg.
Yeah.
It's time for you to sleep.
I want you to...
send money now.
Imagine I've got a watch. Yeah.
Fair play to you, Greg. What else we got? Morning, lads. Well, that's English. Oh, there's English, Ian. Talk about kicking a man straight from the off. English Ian, you're a hard man. What else we got? Happy hump day.
What did he say? What did he say?
English Ian. Well, PJ, that show won't win any prizes.
Oh, there you go. Thanks very much, English Ian. Typical, isn't it? Typical of English Ian. The grouchy old slouch throw a dig in.
I thought it was English Lee who was a grumpy so-and-so.
Oh, it's well, one of them. I can't remember which one of them.
Anyway, happy hump day from JP as well. He said he caught the DIY show last night. Just about sums him up, all right. Shows up when the job is done and literally dances on the guy's decking.
Oh, I mean, I'm not the one that's doing the projects.
Exactly,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. He couldn't do all the work, could he?
Dear God, I tell you something. Unbelievable.
Anyway, I have it recorded.
So just insults this morning, so that's grand.
I have it recorded, so don't give the game away. Don't give any spoilers.
Yeah, spoilers. I wouldn't say you have to worry about spoilers on the DIY show.
I have it recorded, so I'll watch it when I go home. Anyway, 087-188-0008 if you do want to give us a shout. Hopefully whatever's going on for you, it's going to be a good one for you today, regardless of the weather. Although
we don't know if it's going to be good or bad.
Optimism.
I don't know.
PJ looked at his app. Oh, yeah.
Stop asking me things.
Wilson Phillips and Hold On here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's almost 16 minutes past 6 o'clock. Dan is checking in. He says it's a beautiful morning in Newtown Shandrum.
Newtown Shandrum.
It's a beautiful morning
in Newtown Shandrum. There you
beautiful.
Go.
Good man, Dan.
I've never heard so many songs about a place in my life. It's such a popular place.
Newtown Shandrum actually got any of its own official songs other than the ones we give it.
I doubt it somehow. Do you know that? I think pushing there for Jim to be mayor of Newtown Shandrum one of these days, running in the next local Newtown Shandrum raffle for the mayor.
To be fair, see, that's the beauty of Newtown Shandrum, right? Dan texts in to say it's a beautiful morning and he gets a song out of it.
Yeah.
Chainsaw Man texts in, say, beautiful morning in County Limerick. don't feel as inspired you know to as do well, with the
no,
hooker.
Limerick has its own sort of form of entertainment in the form of a Limerick, you know.
Yeah.
What's his name in Limerick again? Dan, is it?
No, Chainsaw Man.
There was a Chainsaw Man from Limerick.
There was a man called Chainsaw. Sorry, I threw you off track there. Yeah. Go on.
No, I'm gone now. There was a Chainsaw Man in Limerick. It was... Weather was not so... Nothing rhymes with it. I don't know what to do. I can't get it. Yeah. I can't get it. It's beyond me. See, whereas Newtown Shandrum just makes you burst into song almost immediately.
It just inspires great music. Now look here, to redress the balance, DG says, great show last night, PJ. Looking forward to next week's already.
Well, thank you very much. It's nice to have one.
DG was in the show. No, I'm joking.
Nice to have
and
one.
There, look, there's Barb as well. Morning, guys. Beautiful morning here in Limerick. Loved your programme last night, PJ.
Barb, you're a lovely old thing altogether.
And then she goes on to say, although you could have done a little bit more work to help.
Would you come on now out of it? Think you're misunderstanding the point and the time constraints. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't think people are fully understand.
Morning to English Lee as well. It says, it's a great day in Limerick. Long shift today, 14 hours, but then off till Tuesday. Good for you, English Lee.
Good for you.
That's a decent old break. Right, you ready to do a few birthdays?
Let's do some banging and birthdays.
Okay, right. Man very much in the news, so this could be good for you. Like, he's literally all over the news at the moment because of the Conservative race, okay?
Right.
Have a listen.
I had a sort of save get. You didn't know, you still have save get keys. A save get kind of intro, which was Britain stood alone last night as. And then I would fill in whatever it was. As Europe proceeded with plans to abolish the prawn cocktail flavour crisp or abolish the curved cucumber.
What in the name of God? There can only be one person, that's Boris Johnson.
Correct.
Europe abolishing the cucumber.
Curved cucumber.
Something that we're really trying, you know.
That was when he was a journalist. He had the cushiest number writing for, I don't know, who was the Daily Telegraph or something, or Daily...
God only knows who
in, In Brussels, like in Europe, in Brussels, doing the whole European thing, and he had a like posh flat in a. It was before mobile phones, so nobody could get him. He was like, he literally has benefited from Europe more than anybody else, and he can't wait to get out and can't drag wait. Everybody with him
because he doesn't realise. He still thinks he'd have more if there wasn't in Europe.
If Europe had given me this, imagine what you get from a brilliant Briton.
Like he's the most privileged man. It's unbelievable, isn't it? What I do love
it's
about
how popular he is. The amount of people who like him.
He's set to be leader of the Conservative Party, which means Prime Minister by default.
Yeah.
What the hell?
What's going on in the world?
What's going on in Britain? Now, come on, now.
Although, come on. I mean, like him and Trump are literally. I mean, it is Tweedledum.
Yeah,
and
but they're two nations who are full of themselves. You know, that's what happens when you think you can do no wrong. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
When you don't need the rest of the world.
When you say, we don't need them. Look at that. Give you silly patties. Give them some money for the border and they can sort themselves out. Doesn't really work like that.
No.
What they forget now is that we're the big brother, which is hilarious.
Yeah.
It's hilarious that for once now, in the first time in the history of ever, Ireland is part of the strong European Union, looking at Britain going, so you're going to get your shit together, what? What? You half yoke. What? You bleeding Egypt. Who's out there doing now?
You want the land, do you?
Yeah. And they still can't get their heads around it. No, you're going to give us what we need or we're going to leave. Well, come on. Don't let the door hitch you up the hole on the way out. it's what an unbelievable situation.
Future Prime Minister Boris Johnson. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
How old?
I don't.
This is going to be a tough one for
this
you.
This is tough because I'd say he's a lot younger than he looks.
He is.
As are all Conservative politicians.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're all like politicians that they'd love to be riding around on horses with
actually,
swords.
You know, I just had a flashback there. Do you remember? You know, we were talking about Soccer Aid the other day.
Yeah.
Do you remember he took part in one?
I think I can't.
And he had that mad tackle.
That's right.
Where he took somebody out.
But he doesn't really know. Like, he's not the most coordinated man in the world. You know?
He can barely stand
up. He'd do a leg breaker and he could say, I was actually just trying to pick up a bottle of water and you believe him.
Right. How old is he? Go on, pin your colours.
I'd say he's like 51.
55.
All right, 55. Okay, yeah.
Not bad, though, because I thought you were going to go much older with him.
Yeah.
He looks much older.
He does look older, yeah, but he's Conservative politicians. They've been eating bowls of cream on their own since they were three, so, you know.
Right, what about this bloke? Blast from the past. Salman Rushdie.
Do you remember him?
Yeah. God, that was a name that was everywhere.
He was back from a day where you weren't, where, jeepers, the Muslims were the bad lads everywhere. That was the end of it. You weren't allowed to stick up for them at all. Do you remember?
Not at all.
They said the Satanic Verses. That was his book, wasn't
it? The Fatwa.
The Fatwa was put out and he was supposed to be... Everyone was trying to kill him.
They were going to kill him to death.
They were going to kill him to death, yeah. He was on all the chat shows and everything. I remember all that. Like, he was... I wonder would he be allowed around now. I don't think he would be.
I think it was officially lifted, wasn't it? Did somebody
Sam Rushdie, he wouldn't be allowed to sell his book now, right?
He wouldn't be allowed to do
interviews the way he used to. Talking about how the evils of Islam and all. Would he?
Oh, you mean like with the current...
political climate. I don't think he would.
Yeah, they'll probably not. No, they'll probably be...
Would you not?
Although he wouldn't know. Like, there's a lot of kind of, you know... The Jordan Petersons and stuff in the world still.
But they're not really allowed to went neither. You know, they're on YouTube.
Yeah.
Never see Jordan Peterson on television.
No, that's true. Yeah. It's more YouTube-y stuff, yeah.
Yeah, I wonder if he'd be there. I don't know. That's an interesting question to ask myself. I'll come up with an answer now in a while, Jim. Right? Stop pressurising me.
I'll leave that with you.
Jim's an awful man for pressurising. And I asked myself one question and he's like, well, what's the answer? I'm like, just give me a minute. Will you? I'm only after thinking of the question for myself. Salman Rushdie, he's a fair age now.
Yeah.
73.
Not bad effort, 72.
Ah, that's not bad.
That was decent. That was off the post. Right, what about Paula Abdul? Bit of a change of
Paula
tack there.
Paula Abdul.
We've literally gone from British politics and political current environments and previous political
environments. Well, it's not that far away. She did dance with a cartoon cat.
You're right.
Like Boris Johnson is about as legitimate as a cartoon cat.
Yeah, it's a fair point you make.
Do you know what I mean? That was kind of the same thing. One step forward, two steps. Brexit.
Yeah.
She was years ahead of herself. She danced with a cartoon cat. Sang a song about one step forward and two steps back. And that's essentially Brexit in a nutshell. So there you go.
It should be adopted as the official Brexit anthem.
Yeah. It definitely should.
Yeah.
One step forward, two steps back. What was it? Let's stick together because opposites attract. That was it.
Opposites attract.
Remember?
That's it. And she had another one called Straight Up, which doesn't apply to Brexit itself.
No, that was more about Trump. Right, so I got Paula Abdul, who was, in fairness, has been around. She's been a really famous songwriter. She's written hits for people all over the world.
She's on the reality shows as well, is she?
Was she on
like an X Factor or Somebody's Got Talent or
Idol or something? She was a judge on America's Got Talent. Like, that's it. She's written hits for loads of people. She's written hits for decades. She's been the number one person all over the world for so long. She's toured the entire world so many times. And what she's known for? Remember the thing with the cartoon cat that looked like Boris Johnson?
Yeah.
That's what she's known
for. That's her legacy.
I'm going to say Paula Abdul is like 56.
Oh! Another one off the post. 57.
Fart, anyway.
I'll tell you something, your eye's getting a bit back in, man. A bit back in.
My eye's getting a bit back in, you're right.
Back in.
That's
Sorry
another Paula
that.
Abdul song. Get your eyes a bit back in. Stop looking at me.
Right. And one to finish. It's the birthday of...
Oh, brilliant.
Very famous person. Ayman al-Zawahiri.
Ah, here.
How old?
High-flying.
Who? What are you talking about?
Spaghetti hoops is...
Ayman al-Zawahiri.
Ah, for Jesus' sake.
What are you talking about, man? He's one of the most famous people in the world.
Is he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the leader of al-Qaeda.
A leader.
I mean, come on.
It's not
like they're secretive or anything.
Is this the moment where I'm supposed to go, oh, I'm only after me, I'm there yesterday. I've only just bumped into him.
It's not like they're, you know, anyway, secretive. Egyptian chap.
I love the way a secretive organisation can have the leader having his birthday and classic hits.
In the celebrity birthdays.
Do you know what I mean? Like, how often would that happen? We must be the only radio station in the world wishing the leader of Al-Qaeda.
We're not wishing him out and we're just guessing his age.
Right, yeah.
I mean, that's all. Surely you've seen many a YouTube video.
Oh my God. Al-Qaeda birthdays. Who knew we were going to be talking about Al-Qaeda birthdays? And not only Al-Qaeda birthdays, a leader of Al-Qaeda birthdays.
There you go.
Jeez, I hope your cake blows up in your face. I got to say, how would I have a clue?
These are the ones you always get right.
Like, is he still out banging away himself, yeah?
No, I wouldn't say so. I wouldn't imagine so.
Right, I can't say. He's 63.
Oh, 68.
Is he?
68.
Jeez, I was close enough.
Yeah.
Tell you something. There you go.
I tell you, with that, I mean, with your current facial hair situation, you could probably get away with it.
The old bomb vest takes years off you, doesn't it?
Classic hits. And that's your news on Ireland's official station for 80s, 90s and more. This is Classic Hits.
Good stuff. Thanks, Amelia Tara. 25 to 7. How are you this morning?
I'm grand. But this fella here is moaning.
What's wrong with
him? And for no good reason.
I thought it was why he does.
Well, were you moaning about the weather? About the fact that it's going to lash rain? And you're not listening to me because you don't want to listen to anyone telling you it's lash rain.
The phone machine says it's going to rain where we are. Yeah. Until about 1 o'clock or something.
I know, but he's just to explain to everyone, he has the legs out today.
Yeah, that's why I thought it was going to be good.
Right, well, I mean, it's warm. And he's the one who says, I don't care what it was, dude, as long as it's warm.
I was asked! I didn't volunteer, I was asked! Oh, the weather must be nice, you got your legs out. I says, no, I think it's going to rain. And the next thing, I'm all under fire.
Under fire.
Right, okay.
Tara, there's no good news. Now, is there no good? Can you not give us a dollop of good news?
I'm going on holidays next week.
Oh, shut up.
No, I'm sorry, it's showery. It's going to be, well, I mean, it's warm. I mean, temperatures are back up to where.
Did you not say to us, Tara Duggan?
Yes.
Did you not say to us?
Yes.
Now, listen, guys. By about the middle of next week, things are going to start getting better.
Yeah, they are better.
Now, I point to you that this is the middle of next week.
Yeah, and they are better. We have temperatures today of 15 to 18 degrees. Last week, we had temperatures of around 10.
Ah, right.
So it is better.
So it's warmer, right?
It is warmer. And we have sunny spells, which we didn't have last week.
Yeah. I actually thought yesterday was okay.
It wasn't too bad, actually. Yeah, and the last few mornings have been kind of nice, waking up with sunshine. So it's not that bad, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, as I was saying.
Chaka Khan, Ain't Nobody here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. And get ready for this. Lots of people enjoy that too, Unlimited. Bringing you back to your
unusual old choice for us at this time of the morning, I think, isn't
y'all
it?
Y'all ready for this?
Like, it's very hard hitting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Give me a bit of Chaka Khan any day.
Are you more of a Chaka Khan?
I'll be more Chaka Khan, especially.
Gee, people are loving the two Unlimited. Paula, great wake up song. Love it.
It's definitely a good wake up. It is definitely a get up and go song. There's no doubt about that, that's for sure.
Somebody else just gave us an oh, yes! I assume that was in relation to the song. But anyway, morning to Dia, who's just in the... Actually, Dia, isn't Dia one of the people involved in your big DIY challenge?
Yeah. Yeah, she is. Yeah, that's right.
Good stuff.
She will be featured in a couple of episodes, I believe.
Excellent. What else we got? Tara's news bulletin was priceless. The bank staff hand over €1,000 in £20 notes. Did she say that?
Hand over €1,000... Oh, £20 notes, did she?
I really should listen.
Yeah, I wasn't really.
I'm going to have to start
again.
Listening.
Well, but we'd be very busy, you see, when Tara's talking. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Morning, lads. TV show was good, PJ. Well, see, there you go. There you go.
There's a lot of people saying,
from
PJ, the TV adds a load of weight. I don't think it does. I think I just have had more weight. Thanks very much.
It's muscle.
Jeez,
it was muscle,
tell you,
for God's
unbelievable.
Sake. English League can't believe. He says, is PJ having a dig after my text? Well, in fairness, English Ian.
Yes,
rather.
Is the answer. Yeah. I can't believe you had to ask a question about that.
It was a little bit of a blindside early door.
Yeah, imagine that. Is he having a dig? Yeah, I am. You bleeding lunatic, you.
Of course, talking about the first episode of PJ's big DIY challenge hit the screens last night. I haven't seen it myself, so no spoilers, please.
Well, it's not really, like, I mean, it's DIY.
I just love saying that.
Yeah.
Well, I said, don't tell him about the time, don't tell him what your man does with the saw, right?
It's unbelievable.
Don't tell him, don't tell him about the saw. You'll ruin it on him.
When you see Marjorie flying rivets across the kitchen. Unbelievable.
But I haven't recorded, so I'll go home and watch it today. But anyway, whatever's going on for you, 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. We've plenty going on. It's day 3 of Escape to the Cape 2. It is your chance to win this incredible trip to Cape Town. 6 glorious nights in a fabulous 4-star hotel in Cape Town and all that goes with it. All the other bits and pieces that we're adding on. And we'll be telling you I keep saying the song you're listening for. The song never changes, Jim.
Yeah, it's
get
Africa.
Get a hold of yourself, will you?
It's Africa Toto. That's all we should be telling you, by the way. I still argue on the point that there's no reason to be doing what Jim's doing, which is telling you the exact time, the exact show, the exact everything.
What can I do if my heart is just bursting with generosity and I feel I need to give people the greatest possible chance of winning a luxury holiday. Can I help it if I am just too generous for my own good?
All sounds
can
I help too that? Easy. Just sounds too easy. You'll be used as bait for wild sharks or something when you get there with the way this is happening.
Anyway, we'll tell you when you'll be able to hear your Escape to the Cape song. We'll tell you just after 8 o'clock and then you can make sure that you get involved in the draw or at least give yourself a decent chance of getting involved in that draw. We'll roll on with the hit bit. It is one of the toughest we've ever had, to be fair. Classichits.ie, if you want to listen to it for yourself, it's... I think it's going to take a bit of winning, but you never know. The penny might just drop instantly when you hear that, literally what sounds to me like one drum beat.
Yeah, it's hard. It's very hard. This one's very hard. It's 520 quid today anyway, isn't it?
Yeah. 500,
no.
Yeah, you're right, aren't you?
500. Yes.
520, yeah.
520 quid, yeah.
Also, speaking of winning, on the old breakfast table quiz, it's very winnable at the moment. We haven't managed to score more than 8. And what a prize this week. Total luxury off to the G Hotel.
Yeah,
Five star.
5 star G Hotel. They do a cocktail there. I swear to God, it's made of things that you're not supposed to talk about at this time of the morning. But yeah, there's a chili on the side of the glass. Yeah. I swear to God, it's like even the smell of it coming over. It should be in flames. It's that good looking coming over to you. It's
that
amazing.
Was great. That was it. Was it's a great place to stay.
Yeah, it's a great place. I love it. Yeah,
great place to stay.
Jeepers.
So that's our prize.
I remember
they
were doing
quiz.
2 for 1 Bellinis one of the days. Oh, jeepers.
So you can have a go at winning that a bit later on. Of course, yeah, plenty of winning to be done. We have our head bombs competition with Vodafone Ireland Foundation and Childline. Got a €300 Smith's toy voucher up for grabs on that. And of course, the Let's Talk Summer Head Bombs calendar as well. We'll be telling you more about that. Bross tickets for you to win as well at some stage during the day.
Of course we do. Yeah, they're playing the Marquee in Cork. Bross tickets.
Yeah, this day week actually, the 26th.
And what else were we talking about? Remember we were saying we were going to do... Oh, we've the Medal of Honour to give out today.
Oh, yeah.
The Classic Hits Medal of Honour for bravery.
For bravery.
It gets given out today. All rise, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, there's a hero in the making.
It may or may not smell like an air freshener, but... It's a medal.
It
of
may
honor.
Or may not be an air freshener cut into the shape of a heart. It's not the point. You're getting it for a very noble thing.
Ricky Martin, Living La Vida Loca here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. What is this?
Just made it there. Just made it.
Sorry, we went down a weird kind of wormhole. Nothing related whatsoever to anything that we were meant to be talking about, but it was actually to do with movies and stuff.
Yeah.
PJ just came out with an absolute mind blower for me in terms of a little movie trivia bit.
Yeah, we were talking. Because Anthony, I don't know why we got talking. Oh, why did we get talking about it?
I was talking about you being an actor and all.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Oh, that's what it was. You're saying, wouldn't it be great to get a part in a movie where you were only hardly ever in the movie, but you like it was really...
Yeah, but you got paid loads of wedge.
Yeah.
And then PJ came out with this astonishing piece of movie trivia that I'd never heard of before.
That Anthony Hopkins in Silence of the Lambs, he's only actually in it for 16 minutes. He's only in it for he's hardly in the movie at all.
Yeah, Hannibal Lecter, yeah.
And he became this... Well, it's all about him, really, isn't it?
Well, that's what I'm saying. And then we were curious whether he was listed as the main actor or as a supporting actor.
Yeah, he is listed as, a leading actor on it, right. Yeah. But he's only in it for 16 minutes. That's hardly in it at all. It's only a week's work. He only dropped in and did a bit and went home. Unbelievable, isn't it? That's the way to do it.
Even thinking about the movie now, you just assume it's all about him. But all the scenes he's not in.
Yes, he's only in. He's only in the room waiting for her to come out, call around with the chips. All right, Clarice, come here
with the chips.
Next time, if you want more clothes, it's going to be a spice burger. I can't remember if that's exactly what he says, but
something
close
enough to the original script.
We'd eat our liver with a spice burger and a bag of cheese and onion. Remember that bit? Whoa, that was mad.
Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Wednesday. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. And you might have heard us mention just before 7 o'clock. Excellent news for PJ and myself, and indeed many, many others, I assume, listening to us at the moment, because, yes, you may have your Love Island-type people with their rippling bods,
yes,
their muscles and their six-packs and their general shapeliness.
Yeah, but if you actually want to be a super stud Empress, I don't know what that word means. If you want to actually be gorgeous, ditch the gym membership. Get rid of it, because it is impossibly... Well, so it's not real. The dad bod is apparently more preferable to women than washboard abs. That's what they say now. The dad bod is in. The term dad bod, it's recent enough now. It's only about, it must be the last 5 or 6 years that maybe I've started hearing dad bod be a term.
Yeah.
Before that, you were just known as chubby or fat or round.
But that is that what a dad bod is? Is a dad bod not a sort of a halfway house between...
See, this is it, isn't it? This is where you step on dangerous territory, isn't it? Well, I'll tell you what it is according to the dictionary.
Okay, yeah.
Right, because the dictionary has, believe it or not, dad bod went into the dictionary last year. Right, so the Collins English Dictionary says it's an untoned and slightly plump male physique.
Untoned and slightly plump.
Untoned and slightly plump, but especially one considered attractive. So there you go. So that's what they say. And now this Planet Fitness people, they've gone out and they've done this, they've done surveys, of course, because that's all everybody does now. Yeah. The surveys for everybody.
You've got to get a survey.
And they said 78% of people think confidence is king and not your physique. So if you go out and you're like, yeah, look at me and me belly's hop and me bouncies. You know what I mean? That says more about you. That becomes a more attractive attribute than someone with washboard abs, you know, sitting in the corner saying, I'll have some more salad on me salad or whatever people to be into.
Can I have a side salad with me salad?
Yeah, so there you go. So that's nearly 4 in 5 among both women and men.
And is there equivalent for women? Is there a mum bod or whatever?
Again, you see, this is the problem. There isn't, you see. They don't mention it, which is, I suppose it's tougher on women again, isn't it? The feminists among us now will be saying, oh, typical. Typical, isn't it? Tim, we have a story now.
Lads get away
where
with a dad bod.
Lads are allowed to be round and they get a dictionary term to say plump, round and attractive.
Yeah.
God damn right. Where confidence is key.
Wait. Oh, great. Plump, round and attractive.
Yeah.
Imagine that in a dating site.
Yeah, I'm a PRA. It's a new thing on the a dating site. See, you know, when you do that single white female, single white male, whatever, like, I'm PRA.
Yeah.
Plump, round and attractive. Looking for someone for short walks and maybe more.
Yeah, very short walks.
Very short
maybe
walks.
Maybe as far as the kitchen.
The chipper. As far as the chipper. Yeah, that's it. And of course, though, Dorie, you're right. You've hit the nail on the head, actually, now that you said it. It's not even mentioned in this article I'm looking at. In this survey I hold in my hand, once again, there is no mention of an equivalent for a woman, for the females amongst us.
For a mum bod or a man bod or whatever.
So there you go. That's a bit unfair. Now you've made me feel bad about celebrating the story.
No, it's. I think, I mean, look, maybe it's because... Actually, I can't think why it's because. I'm not even going to try.
Well, I'll tell you what the lads say about it, will I?
Yeah.
So men with dad bods, compared to this year, compared with last year, right? So obviously it's becoming a thing. So last year they did a story. This year, they say men are happier with their bodies than ever. 79% this year versus 64% last year, right?
Yeah.
So lads are becoming plump, round and attractive at a rapid rate.
You see, I thought a dad bod was a sort of a, like, making an effort... but not to the ridiculous.
And getting it wrong.
No. Sort of like, you know, like sort of making some sort of an effort.
Right.
So not being a complete blob on the couch, right? Be making some sort of an effort, but not the whole ridiculous going to the nth degree and, as you say, having a, I
sort
don't know,
like doing your squats.
Fitness cover model thing type bod.
So doing your squats while eating a pack of Jaffa Cakes, that type of thing, isn't
it? Yeah, now you're in the right neck of the woods.
That level, yeah. And squat and bite.
Yeah. So
and
basically,
squat and bite.
What you do is you put your Jaffa Cakes on the ground, so you have to squat down to get them.
To do press
ups. One by one.
Yeah. This is my new workout. It's called Munchy Munchy Choo Choo.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, yeah. There's a class now in most gyms. Yeah. Munchy Munchy Choo Choo takes place 6:30 on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Yeah, just before dinner. So you can cut the calories. You won't even want your dinner after. Yeah, but there is lads saying dad bod has improved their life. The term dad bod, the acceptance of dad bod has improved people's lives, helped them accept their body types, accept themselves as themselves, or made them less concerned with their own appearance, says 47%.
Right.
All of this should be a good news story, but then, of course, Jim has reminded us there is no equivalent that we're aware of for women, which is very unfair.
Well, maybe we're just not aware of it. Maybe somebody can fill us in, 087-188-0008.
I'm going to say it now, women. You can be as plump, as round, and as attractive as any of us. And don't let anyone tell you any different.
Absolutely. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout.
I'm running around for some Java Cakes now.
That's it, yeah. You want to start working on your dad bod.
Vitamin C and fruit for breakfast, Jim.
Ace of Base, all that she wants here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 7:21. Happy birthday to Jacqueline Foster. Jacqueline Foster, very happy birthday to you. Hubby Steve was on to wish you the very best. Apparently you're a massive Bross fan. Wants us to see if we can get a bit of Bross on. Do you reckon there's a chance of a bit of Bross today, Mike? Do you reckon Bross might make it into the old... running order, because we have got the tickets to give away, and Steve is hoping we'll stick Jacqueline into the draw as well for those tickets. Not quite sure why we'll give. We might end up giving them away for CSI, but look, sure, why not? If it's Jacqueline's birthday,
why not?
We'll stick her into the draw.
You never know.
You never know. But happy birthday to you, Jacqueline Foster.
Happy birthday, very much.
By the way, just to remind you, if you fancy getting involved in our Head Bombs competition, you can
head
do that
bombs,
at any.
Head Bombs. That should be the song for it, isn't it? These are head bombs, things that do your head in when you feel it's going wrong.
Hey, hey. I like
there
it.
There you go, there's like a song. It.
This man is a natural jingle writer. And of course we are in Jingle June here at Classic.
Oh, I love it. We're going full cheesy naff this
full
morning.
Full cheesy naff. Anyway, but listen, so this the idea behind this competition, we've been telling you about it for a while now. It's really aimed at the younger ones in the family. When and the kind of stresses or issues or things that they have maybe going on in their lives, going on in their heads, that freaks them out a bit, you know, upsets them a bit, stresses them out a bit, whatever it is, school related, could be related to sort of team things, could be friends, it could be...
Could be
stuff
anything.
At home. It could be anything. Okay?
Could be someone like Jim McCabe who has to stand up and do the can-can during Ace of Base every day. And you think I'm messing?
It's for medical reasons.
Oh, he's got something in his... He's got... Where, what is it? It's in your...
It's like a, it's the sciatic
your
nerve.
Your bottom or something,
it is.
Isn't it? He has some problem with his bottom, I think it is.
The one thing you don't expect in here is sympathy. And it's a good job because you'll never get it.
You want to see him, Ace of Base is on, going, all that you want is another baby. Because he's got a sore bum or a sore leg or whatever. He has to get up and do the can-can. He's like doing all these mad stretches in the middle of the morning. He's there going, oh, geez, the old sciatic nerve.
Unbelievable.
Who knew the sciatic nerve runs from the top of your bottom to the bottom of the bottom?
I'll tell you something, the agony of it all, but you don't hear me mention it.
Not at all. No, you just see him doing the can-can around the place.
As long as I can do a bit of a stretch every so often. Anyway, so listen, if you want to get involved in our Head Bombs competition, okay, the idea is we just need to hear from whoever the little one is in your family that that has the issue, okay? Magic Mike will have a little bit of a chat with them, suss out what it's all about, what is it that's wrecking their head that's causing this Head Bombs for them. And in return, we'll give them a €300 Smith's toy voucher and also a copy of the Let's Talk Summer Head Bombs calendar, which is a great idea. It's been put together by Vodafone Ireland Foundation and Childline. Lots of tips in it of stuff you can chat to your kids about, stuff that you maybe could do, activities, all that sort of stuff. And it's free. You can get it from today in all of the Vodafone stores absolutely free. Or you can check out childline.ie and get your free copy there. We have a copy to give to you as well, along with that €300 Smith's Toy Superstore voucher. And all we need to know is, what are the head bombs? What is it maybe that your, you know, whatever it is, your little one?
What is it that's doing your head in? You know, like, let's leave Jim's bottom out of this for a minute. It could be anything at all. Could be anything at all.
Is my sciatic nerve pain causing you a head bomb?
I think it is. I think Jim's inappropriate stretching is causing me a head bomb. And yesterday we had one on.
It's not inappropriate stretching.
It is.
Unbelievable.
I'm supposed to be sitting down drinking tea. Who am I? You ever try and talk to someone? And they're going, yeah, no, I'm listening to you. Ooh, legs in the air. Yeah, no, go ahead. Yeah. Arms open and stretch. Anyway, but there was someone else on yesterday. What her problem was worrying about tests going back to school. What was the other one? I just can't remember what the other one was. There was tests going back.
That was the other day. That was Monday.
Oh, beg your
test.
Pardon.
Yesterday was. Was it Adam yesterday? Yesterday again.
Maybe one of your head bombs is you can't remember what someone just said to you, and you're really worried about meeting them again, and if they ask you questions about it. Well, maybe that's what it is.
Anyway, listen, Magic Mike will have a chat with them, and the chance to win 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp. It's absolutely free if you want to get involved. Fergal Sharkey, a good heart. It's what is it? Almost 19 minutes to 8 o'clock. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. If you want to give us a shout, 087-188-0008. If you want to fancy maybe having a go at the hit bit, that's on the way very shortly. Actually, speaking of a good heart, we have our own good heart to hand out, because we have developed, and you can see this for yourself, you can actually see this, the creation. It's up there on our Twitter feed, it's up there on our Facebook page. It is the Classic Hits Purple Heart.
Yes.
Awarded for general heroism.
General heroism. It's the Purple Heart of Valor. Bravery.
Yeah.
And whatever else you may call it, that's the official title of it. And it's up there, it's up for grabs for anyone who can tell us about their own moments of when they were an everyday hero. It all came because we saw this story yesterday. A mother, she was watching her 13-year-old son playing a hurling match, right?
Yeah.
And, well, look, something pretty serious happened. So the lad was playing hurling, and all of a sudden you got a slitter in the centre of the chest. Right?
Really think, dangerous.
But
like the solar plexus kind of thing.
Proper impact, yeah, right into the sternum. And his heart stopped, right? The boy went into cardiac arrest. So the mother had to do, she was like, what am I going to do? She's looking around. So she jumped into action, I'm overwhelmed by the mother's heroism. Got a defibrillator, and having previously been trained in CPR, started to carry out CPR on the child. She saved his life.
Brilliant.
Brought him back from the brink. And
excellent.
Both mother and child are now doing well. Living on.
What a story.
They will hurl another day, yeah, which is a great, fantastic story. I love the story.
So she was literally thrown into her heroism.
She was thrown into it.
It was fast. It was literally life or death.
As are most heroes. I mean, I don't mean to brag.
Right.
I don't mean to brag.
Oh, you don't tell me you have a hero story, do you?
Well, I was driving through Clontarf one day, many years ago, and I saw a woman. Her dog was being attacked by another dog.
Right.
And he bit into the dog. And I stopped the car and I ran up. And I kicked the savaging dog up the hole. And he let go and ran away. So I don't mean to, like,
brilliant,
you know. Wow. I don't want to, like, you
it
know
didn't,
what I mean?
It didn't quite have quite the same impact as the mother saving her son's life. But I'm with you. I'm with you. It's just
yeah,
to say that.
But you know what I mean? I'm just saying. Saving yeah, a boy from the brink.
Of,
you know,
of literal death.
Yeah, yeah. You know, by
or kicking a
your
dog
own son
up the hole.
Or kicking, but well, who knows where that would have ended.
Well, that's very true. Yeah. Yeah, it's a very good point you make. So that level of heroism is what we're in search of today. We have, and we will award, the classic hits Purple Heart, which may or may not smell like an air freshener that's been cut up by Magic Mike. That's insignificant. That's not what it's about. It's the honour of having it.
It is.
That's what it is. And we want to know when you have had those moments of heroism where you've been forced, what do you call them, incidental heroes,
accidental heroes. When you're an accidental hero, you're just going about your business, you're just doing your thing, right? And maybe it is like this case, the first ever reported case in Ireland or anywhere in the world of commotio cordis, which is going into the heart attack,
right,
caused by a slitter. Maybe it is that rare, that incredible. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, or maybe it's more in line with PJs kicking a dog in the arse to stop it fighting
savaging another dog.
Yeah.
I think both are equally commendable.
Right.
So either way, whatever it is. Have you got any accidental hero moments, Jim?
I'll have a think about it, you know, because
he says that about
every
everything,
day is every day I, you know, do something heroic.
Well, you are. Well, he's saving himself some sciatica by doing the can-can every time he's not talking on the show this morning.
Absolutely.
We must ask Magic Mike and those about as well.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
we're looking for that.
We should ask Magic Mike simply because it involves a brilliant kind of turnabout. It's heroic, isn't it, Mike, in the start? It starts
it is,
in a heroic
yeah,
capacity because you were... You could literally have saved a life, maybe.
Well, I think I did, yeah.
Right.
Like, it's a bit serious now, but I think then I ran and got some help.
Yeah, so basically, just to put it in context, Magic Mike saw it was a fracas between two people.
Yes, it was a very physical fracas.
Yeah, and there was a bridge involved.
Yes.
You thought somebody was going to be thrown over that bridge.
I think they were, actually.
Okay,
yeah.
So you ran up and you said, hey, no!
I said, here, leave her alone. Get out of it, you. Now, I stayed at a safe distance.
Right.
But I still shouted.
And then?
And got the attention and stopped it from happening. And then I ran in and got someone to help.
And then he ran away.
So he called a man.
He went out. He said, hey, stop that! And then he ran away and got the man to try and help.
Yeah, okay.
Which so...
Listen.
Brilliant.
I'm laughing in a way, but at the same time, it that's all it takes. That is the hero. He stepped up when he needed to step up, right?
A life may have been saved in that very moment.
Maybe it's not even a human that'll win the Classic Hits Purple Heart of Valor this morning. Maybe it'll be an animal or a dog. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Let's find out. 087-188-0008.
Classic Hits. Hit bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it? Hit bit.
With the National Kart Center. If it's karting you want, then you're on the right track. See nationalkartcenter.ie.
No, you jumped right. I mean, sorry, I suppose I should be red, really. There you go, Hitbit, 520 quid.
Yeah, well, just with the jingle having played
and
everything.
I was flicking through the thing. I was nearly ready. God, talk about doing the same thing every day
you're just in a big humpy head because you can't do your singing anymore.
No, I'm not happy about that either, to be quite honest with you. Anyway, 520 quid is what we have on the Hitbit for you this morning. All for you if you can tell us, beyond the realms of madness, what this is. There you go. This is the hardest hit bit we've ever had.
Absolutely ever.
So it is 520 quid, and Fiona Duffy in Dublin's going to have a go for us. Hiya, Fiona.
Hey, TJ. Hey, Jim.
How's it going, Fiona? How are you?
Good, good. All good.
You're sounding good form. Where are you off to?
I'm off work.
Oh, my God.
And what's work, Fiona, if we're allowed to know?
I work for a sales manager.
Sales manager? Where did you say?
A distribution company.
All right, okay. Still keeping it relatively secret, but that's all right.
That's the way to
that's
do it.
Right.
It's just the name is too hard to pronounce. You won't get it. It's Bunzel.
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 Bunzel. Bunzel.
No. Oh, God. Right, so Fiona, let's try and give you a few quid. 520, in fact. What do you think it is?
I think it's Kajagoogoo Too Shy.
Right, Too Shy, Kajagoogoo. Chip, I'm afraid. The way things have been going this week,
do you need to lie down, buddy? Do you need to lie down?
No.
I'm Mike, and that's Jim.
I know, but I'm actually afraid to talk to you after what's been coming out the last couple of days. Go on. What do you think?
Why? This will be very good. And it might be great news for Fiona as well. It's not, though, Fiona, unfortunately. It's wrong. Oh. But like I say to everybody, go and look at Classic Cat. Classic Hits. Shut up for a second.
Classic Hats.
Shut up, you, will you? Look at classichits.ie and catch a goo goo and all the guesses.
It actually would have been a brilliant pun, to be fair, had the Classic Hats thing not appeared. To be honest, I love that.
So, do you want to have a lie down there, Mike?
He said that to you. I didn't. I was sympathetic.
Catch a goo goo with all the previous guesses. That's not bad.
Classic Hats is still a better line.
Anyway, Fiona, listen, have a cracking day. Take care of yourself. Good luck.
Okay, next up is Carol Wilson. Welcome to Classic Hats, Carol. How are you getting on this morning?
Grand, good, all good.
Yeah, what do you do today? You off to work as well?
I'm off to work as well, yeah.
All right. Do you work at some mad-named place, do you?
No, I don't. Actually, it's just called Best SCP.
All right, okay, so that's very normal. Nothing like that's Benzel normal. Or Classic Hats.
No.
Let's try and give you a few quid, Carol. What do you reckon it is?
I think it's Madness House of Fun.
Oh, I really hope it is, actually. I can hear where you're going with that as well. What do you reckon, Mike?
Are you a bit nervous, Carol?
Just a little bit.
Yeah, welcome to the Lion's Den. It's wrong. It's wrong, unfortunately. Carol got a good laugh out of that now.
Can I just say... Sorry, before I go, can I just say good morning to my granddaughter, Maisie, who's listening downstairs?
Yeah! Hey, morning, Maisie!
Morning, Maisie. If it makes any difference to you, Maisie, Carol's more sense than all of us this morning.
And this news cracks me up every morning.
you're very good. And thanks for that. Listen, Carol, have a brilliant day. Thanks.
No worries. Take care
of yourself. Take care, Carol. Good luck.
Bye-bye. Right. So you can try again on Classic Hats a bit later on.
Oh, it's a thing, isn't
Enda it? Murphy's in for Damien Farrelly. Classic Hats, 20 to 5.
Oh, it's going to be with you all day. Classic Hats, Flap, Flap FM.
PJ and Jim in the morning. Wake up
happy. Buggles and Video Kill the Radio Star here at Classic Hits, almost 14 minutes past 8 on this Wednesday. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout this morning. And of course, we have been asking you for your moments of accidental heroism.
Accidental heroism. Have you ever been an everyday hero? Ever been an accidental hero? Ever had somebody need you and you were there?
Yeah.
Almost as if time Epic. Meant you to be there.
And this is really important because, you know, we've got a very special award. It's the first of its kind ever presented. We have created the Classic Hits Purple Hearts. It's available to view right now on our Facebook and Twitter feeds. If you go to our Facebook page or go to our Twitter feed, you'll see it there. Magic Mike has literally crafted this from his own hands, using nothing more than a Classic Hits air freshener and a pair of scissors.
And I'll tell you something, it's amazing. It's who wouldn't want to win such a thing?
It's a magnificent, genuine purple heart that you could be awarded for just the, you know, your valour, your heroism.
Yeah.
Your ability to, I don't know, think on your feet.
Think on your feet and save people. Look, there's some of these stories are unbelievable. I mean, you'd have to say some of these people are heroes. Don't forget to put your name on your text message. Because look at this, an amazing story. And we've no name to credit the person to give them the award. Lads, I've seen two fellas kicking lumps out of each other. And I screamed, leave it out! And they did.
There you go.
Brilliant. I mean, hell, and now we've no name.
Beautiful.
To honour such a wonderful story.
Beautiful. Noel from Wicklow Town was on to say, I was in the shop one day and the kid in front of me didn't have enough money to buy his sweets, so I gave him a euro.
Oh my God. Yeah. The most heroic thing I've ever heard.
Noel.
The most heroic thing I've ever heard. I'd like to once again...
Hell, that wasn't televised, Noel, I don't know.
I'd like to once again tell the story of myself. I know, I don't want to, like, you know... It's not like...
Beautifully phrased. I want to once again talk about me.
Yeah, if that's all right.
Always, buddy.
Because
always.
Because I think I deserve to. And basically, the story was... You may have heard it earlier. It is my third time this morning saying it. But I was in the car, driving through Clontarf, and I saw a dog being attacked by another dog. And I jumped out, and I kicked the offending dog up the hole. Right. And it let go, and it ran away. And I'd just like to say... I think about it a lot.
You feel heroic.
And I feel like a medal wouldn't be a...
Fantastic.
It wouldn't be too big a deal.
Not asking too much. Lads, I've saved my wife's life a load of times. All the times I think about killing her but decided not to. Gabriel, that is not where we're going with this, right?
That's not heroism. You've missed the point
completely.
Outrageous.
Outrageous.
We're talking about like the woman who saved her son from the slitter yesterday, which is an incredible story.
All right, look at this. Here's a genuine one. Look at this, Ian and Swords. I once saved a guy from drowning when he and his buddies were play-acting with a Lilo in the pool on holidays. He dislocated his shoulder, but none of the somewhat drunken group noticed he was drowning. So I put on my cloak and I saved him.
Ian and Swords.
Yeah, the only part of that might be the cloak, but the rest of it is absolutely
spot on.
Doesn't
matter. Sometimes you look back on these things and you remember them differently. So even if there was no cloak, Ian and Swords, hats off to you,
sir. That is quality. Look at this. I stopped my whole family from eternal doom by turning off the Young Offenders Christmas special.
Oh, get over it. God almighty. That outrageous.
Shocking.
I'm telling you, people
Shocking.
Are throwing the digs like
that
there's no tomorrow.
Unbelievable. Now, here's a genuine one for you. Look at this. I didn't even know this kind of thing existed. Here's one for PJ. While not as good as the mother that saved her son, it is dog-related. Had to perform CPR on my dog. Wasn't time to even ring the vet. Her heart just stopped.
Oh,
luckily,
my God.
I'm a trained canine first responder.
How is that not as good as the other one? That's much better. Dogs are much better than anything. That's unbelievable. If this doesn't win, it's a fix.
Did you know there was such a thing as a canine first responder?
I did not know that there was such a thing. What there an incredible go. Story that is. Yeah. Oh my God. That's a winner, obviously, lads, yeah? 100%, right? She saved a dog. Lads, she saved a dog. Lads?
Yeah.
Right, fair enough. I know my winner. We know the real winner.
Well, here, look at this. A mother walking into a store with her toddler behind her. She walked through the automatic doors. However, the sensor didn't pick up. The kid was still there. So the kid was still there between the doors and it closed on his head.
Oh my God.
I had to jump in, grab the doors and pull them apart.
Wow.
And then he has two big strong arm emojis.
Paul that is Finglas. Literally second best this morning to someone that saved a dog. It's amazing.
So there you go. We're looking for your acts of heroism. Those moments where you were just called upon. And you were there to fulfil it.
This is very good, yeah. I'm into this. There's one fella, he broke up a fight between a woman and a man, and the woman turned around and says, "Leave him alone." Sometimes Excellent. Your heroism is not rewarded the way it should be.
It goes back to your famous phrase, every good...
No good deed goes no unpunished, deed. Unfortunately, yeah.
Right, so if you think you've got a contender to win the first ever Classic Hits Purple Heart Award... Now's the time to let us know. 087-188-0008. Brian Adams, Can't Stop This Thing We Started here at Classic Hits. 22 and a half minutes past 8 o'clock. Some amazing stories coming in. These acts of heroism. Joanne's son was only 6. He's called Adam a few years back. Saved a boy's life in Portugal.
Wow.
The boy had banged his head in a pool.
Unbelievable.
Adam saved his life. Incredible stuff. Somebody says, my husband rescued a pregnant female Garda whose Jeep was hit by another car. The Jeep had tipped upside down. He ran after it and pulled her out. Extraordinary.
Oh, okay, right. And then you get, we might have surpassed the dog story at this stage.
And
we
then
might
you get
have.
Matt Hayes and Luke. Look at this, lads. I saved 120 of my army buddies from certain death in the Lebanon a few years ago. I shot the cook.
Oh, my.
Let's dance. Chris Rea here at Classic Hits. 22 minutes to 9 o'clock. Thank you so much for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Shut up, will you? We're on the radio.
I'm in the middle of a conversation, Jim.
See that now? There you go. We're about to talk about head bombs. And oh my God.
Can I just say, Jim is a little cranky.
He's very cranky this morning, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's in a humour.
He's in a humour.
He's in a mood,
Pain. The pain has driven me.
He is. He's all getting up and doing his can moves because of sciatic nerves. And then he's all in a humour and he's giving out and cranky about doors opening and closing.
And people talking when they should be shut up and all.
Oh, he's, I'll tell you something. Not the good
anyway,
move.
Head bombs is what it's all about. This is all with thanks to Vodafone Ireland Foundation and Childline. They're celebrating the release of Let's Talk Summer, the Head Bombs calendar, which is available from today free in all of the Vodafone stores and, of course, from childline.ie. The idea is that if your little one has some sort of issue of any sort, related to just about anything. I mean, you know, coming into the summer, you'd imagine everybody's going to be in cracking form. They'll be off on their school holidays and all that. So it doesn't quite always work that way. They might miss their mates. It might be something to do with kind of what they're going to do. There might be boredom. It might, who knows?
Well, there you go. The perfect last 2 days, the two examples we were given was somebody's head bombed, the thing that was annoying them. One of them was they were worried they were going to go back to school and not have the right books or forgotten their books. And the other person was saying they're going to a new school, a brand new school, into secondary schools. Will they know anyone? Will they have friends? You know, what way is that going to go, you know?
So Magic Mike has joined us. He's been chatting to a couple of people that have head bombs. So what's it today, Michael?
Well, have a listen to this little man.
Hi, my name is Liam, and my head bomb is that I want to get on the A team in football.
And what team do you support, Liam?
Liverpool.
Oh, I don't know if I can continue talking to you, Liam. I'm joking. So listen, Liam, how do you think you're going to deal with that head bomb over the summer?
I'm just going to trade my hardest and not be messing and training and just train really hard.
You're dead right, Liam. Listen, thanks so much for talking to me. So what we're going to do is, how does a toy voucher sound to you, and also a head bombs calendar with lots of fun stuff to do to help you to sort of deal with that head bomb this summer? Does that sound good to you?
Amazing.
There you go. Amazing.
There you go. Amazing.
A lovely little fella, apart from supporting Liverpool.
Apart, nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect.
So there you go. Could be a stress about making the team. It's as simple as that.
That is a stress. I remember that at the time. I remember that in school. The dread of, you know, that sort of sitting there going, okay, we're going to pick teams now. You're like, oh, here we go.
Oh my God, I remember that absolute dread. And getting players to pick players.
That was awful.
That was the biggest dread. Do they still do that?
I don't know.
It was awful.
It was a terrible thing. And then you're just there going, it's you. And the local, the school cat at the end.
Yeah,
that was an awful
You and the guy that's waiting to lock up the gym are the ones that are left. And he gets picked.
Some lad who just, you know, lived across the road from the school. What are you doing? Yeah, it was terrible.
So that's what it's all about. Still a couple of days to get involved in this. Just let us know, 087-188-0008, if somebody, one of the little ones in your family, has a kind of a head bomb, something, whatever it is. It could be related to just about anything. School, family, friends, that situation with sports thing could be coming into the summer. Whatever it is, let us know. Magic Mike could have a chat with them. They could pick up that €300 Smith's toy voucher and, of course, the brand new Let's Talk Summer Head Bombs calendar. 087-188-0008.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
With Julie Kilmartin's Educational Services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
So, as you probably know, our prize this week is, of course, the fabulous five-star G Hotel and Spa luxurious experience like no other. And a lot of this is centred around the fact that the Galway race is, of course, on the way very soon. And you can pre-book your Galway racing packages at the G. To enhance your racing experience, lots of information at theghotel.ie. That's the website, theghotel.ie. And if you visit the G Hotel this Ladies' Day, where the iconic best hat and dapper gent style is judged, there are prizes worth $5,000.
Unbelievable.
And we've already decided that PJ Gallagher will be attending the dapper gent aspect of that.
Yeah, I didn't know that, but it's just the opportunity to get.
It's too good an opportunity to miss while you're sporting your current facial hair.
Well, come on, would you look at me? I'm like something straight out of Downton Abbey. You know, it's an accidental time.
Nothing that a little bit of wax won't help.
Well, I don't know about that. A little bit of wax and maybe a flame might help the head that I'm carrying around these days.
Anyway, the idea is you get to stay for two fabulous nights at the G Hotel and Spa. Enjoy a cooked-to-order breakfast and continental spread each morning. Full use of the G's luxurious thermal spa and a meal for two in the two times AA Rosette Award-winning restaurant, Gigi's.
But 8 is the score to beat the Breakfast Table Quiz. So that means 9 or more and you'll be in the lead. And Michael Reedy and Wicklow is going to have a go. How are you, Michael?
How you doing?
Not too bad at all, Michael. What's the crack with you today?
Ah, sunny day. Feeling good.
Yeah, happy I think it's supposed to be a bit showery now later on and stuff, but sure, we'll survive.
We'll make the
I'm
most
sure.
of it, yeah. What are you?
Have
you
that any, won't happen.
Anybody around to give you a dig out, Michael, at all, or are you on your solo?
Yeah, Shane and Paul are here.
Shane and Paul, brilliant. So we've a dynamic trio.
Yeah.
that went wrong, didn't it?
The dynamic trio.
A terrific trio.
Yeah, that'll better. Do. That'll do.
That's way better. Way better. Right, listen, the very best of luck, Michael and friends. We've got 60 seconds on the clock to get more than 8 minimum. Okay, ready to go?
Yep.
Let's do it.
In what TV series did the characters travel on the Starship Enterprise?
Star Trek.
The young of what animal are called leverets?
Hare.
Yeah, which nut is the main ingredient of a satay sauce?
Peanut.
What place name completes the title of this film? A Nightmare on
Elm Street.
In the US, what is meant by sidewalk?
Pavement.
What is the most westerly European capital?
Don't know, Pat.
Lisbon. Which famous swimming stroke is named after an insect?
Don't know, Pat.
It's the butterfly. Which Kevin Costner film saw him scouring the flooded globe?
Watermelon.
Well, yeah, which M is a condiment made with olive oil, vinegar, egg yolk and seasoning?
Mayonnaise.
Which plant is considered to be lucky if it has 4 leaves instead of the usual 3?
Clover.
Which cereal grain is traditionally used to make porridge?
Oat.
Which what's up, Doc, is the catchphrase of the what US rabbit?
Bugs Bunny.
According to the title of a Hitchcock film, which letter do you dial for murder?
M.
That's
yes.
It.
Well done, well done. That sounded like a good little run towards the end there, didn't it?
Did, yeah.
Right, was it enough? Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Hey, great score. Well done, Michael.
Good stuff, Michael.
Thank you very much.
Did you get much help from the other pair?
No, bugger all.
No, yeah. That's it. Yeah, yeah.
Moral support, though.
They were useful.
Oh,
weren't
I got. They gave me Bugs Bunny.
Bugs Bunny.
Oh, there you go. So Bugs Bunny and moral support. That was enough to do it.
Yeah.
Excellent. Right. Well, listen. That's a cracking score. 11 is a good old score with only 2 days to play.
Well, hopefully I'll be bringing my wife to the G. That'd be great.
That'd be brilliant.
It would be great. Trust me. We've been there. It's savage.
Listen, Michael. Fingers crossed for the next couple of days. Thanks for playing.
Okay. Thank you.
Cheers.
See you later, Michael.
Bye-bye.
Good luck.
Bye bye.